Yisrael, Sefer Ches, Rashi says, "Shmoy Tishma v'Kol Hashem." If you listen to Kadosh Baruch Hu, then you'll be zeicha to kama bracha. However, in Loi Tishma v'Kol Hashem, if you don't listen to Kadosh Baruch Hu, you get the kolos, Tadach Ches kolos, 98 different kolos. So what do you do if you don't want the kolos? You want to get the bracha? Push it. You listen to Kadosh Baruch Hu, you do his blood, and you do his tarik mitzvah, and you won't get the kolos, you get the bracha. So Akeya, the Timon Shin Chaf, he says, what do you do in order not to get the kolos? He says, you say Me'er Brachas. You say Me'er Brachas, B'kol Yoyim, the connected the Me'er Kolos, there's 98 plus. The Torah says, Kol Kolim Chol Matzah, there's 98 plus two more. In the Torah, there's 100 kolos. So if you don't want the 100 kolos, what you do? You say Me'er Brachas, B'kol Yoyim. The Rekeh says, the Chidot says the same thing, the Yayin says the same thing. So the Shalit, the Torah says one thing, the Torah says, you have to listen to Tarek Mitzvot. And the Kabbalah Rishon of Kach and Achoyim says, what should you do in order to not to get the kolos? May brachas b'chol yoyim. What pshat? Torah says one thing, this thing just say may brachas b'zehu. So wisdom of may brachas. The Gemara Menachos says on the Afim Gimel on the Beis, Tanya Braisa Hoyer Meir Eimer Meir says Chayv Od Mevorech may brachas b'chol yoyim. There's a chiv in every person to make every day. May a prophet. Shnemar, a potik in Akev, Va'ati Yisrael, Ma Hashem Lekechel Shol Mimach. Now, what a Kosh Baruch Hu is in you, Ki'im Liyira to Hashem Lekechel. Kosh Baruch Hu is for you, only to have Yira, at coming tomorrow. So what does that mean? So the Rishonim explained, it says, Va'ati Yisrael, Ma Hashem Lekechel Shol Mimach, Ma. You don't need it Ma, but Mayo. Rashi says, the word Ma, what you say Mayo, Kosh Baruch Hu Shol Mimach is asking from you to say Mayo, Brachel Kol Yoyim. That's what he wants, that's Rashi Shito. Tosfos explains the other mahalach that the pasuk va'ati so ma Hashem lekechel shol mimach has be'etzim 99 oisius. It has 99 different letters. So instead of reading it as a ma shoyel shol shin aleph lamid, you put an extra vav, shin vav aleph lamid, and it has 100 oisius. So Torah again is telling you to have 100 brachos a day. For other Rishonim the Bein Levachai, the pasuk says ma is meyach, also 100 oisius. Or a fourth pshat in Tosfos is in Atbash, if you have Aleph Tov, or Beis Shin, or Gimel Reish, so in Atbash, the word Ma is Yud Tzadik. Yud Tzadik is Gematria 100. So there are four different ways among the Rishonim, how we see in the Gemara, that you have to say, Me'er Brachas B'chol Yoyim. An interesting way, in other ways, the Rekeh says the Pasuk of Ma Hashem Lekechel Shol Mi'imach Ki is Gematria Me'er Brachas, 674, same exact Gematria. So there's different ways to see where the Torah says Me'er Brachas. So this is what the Gemara says. So, that's the Makor to the Chiyuv. This Chiyuv is more to Lalacha than Simba involved. According to all the Pesachim, it's Lalacha. The Maitre, what is it doing in this Pasuk? The Pasuk in Akev has come to tell you what the Kodesh Baruch Hu is asking from you. He's asking only for Yira. So what does Me'er Brachas have to do with Yira? So the Heineke Achorinim say for the Zalman of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Matziel Zalman is brought down in the Chalman Brachas book, or the Raivit, the Bedat, or Shomach, in the Stum Adas, they say the same Yisrael, Tzvetzim Zulu, Yachman, Redding, Mashah, Karim Eira. They say, the Pshad of the Pasuk is, that Kosh Baruch Hu is telling you, that you want Yir Shemayim, Kiyim, Yir Shem, and Kefah, Kosh Baruch Hu wants that you should have Yir. How do you do that? By Me'er Brachas. Matzil Salman's Lashon is, a foolproof way of getting Yir Shemayim, how do you get it, is by Me'er Brachas. Why? They say a bracha, 100 times a day, with the correct intentions, not Stam saying it straight, but with saying, appreciate Kosh Baruch Hu, being makir, they don't call, saying Toyd and Rabba for everything he's doing for you, that is a guaranteed way to get your Shemayim. Pshat the Pasuk is, V'ata, Hashem HaKechel, Shol Mimach, Hashem is asking you to say Me'er Brachas, why Kiyim Liyira to get Yira? That's how you get your Shemayim. Guaranteed. So we can come back and answer the Kasha, what's the Rekeach saying? The Rekeach is saying that if you want to say, you can say Me'er Brachas and reserve not to get the Kolos. The Torah says, if you don't want the Kolos, just listen to do Tarek Mitzvahs. So it's understood now because the Me'er Brachas is a way of getting your Shemayim. It's a guaranteed way of getting your Shemayim. A year according to Chochmah, and the way to do the Tarek Mitzvahs and to do the Rosh Hashem, you have to have your Shemayim. And once you do have Me'er Brachas, you get your Shemayim. It's very easy. It's very simple to not do any avodas and to do the Rosh Hashanah. Fine. Now this Chiyuv of Me'er Brachas, is it a Chiyuv of Minatoris, Midabonim? You can say Pshat Gemara, even though Rishonim learn it's only a Gematria, but the Gemara in the Sukkah says Gematria is a Minatoro, not a Stam, not a Shloshim Yoyim, because he has Gematria Shloshim. So it could be that also this is Minatoro, And the Bahag mitzvah kafei. What? Rashi brings down a smachta among sibas and circle on the pachet. Rashi has by gematrias. What does gematrias? It brings the marshal year. That's the marshal year. Not there. Stam not the slushim year. Rashi's marshal. So kubis me'atoyah and the Bahag. Balach Gedolus, he counts Meir Brochus as one of the Tariq Mitzvahs. He counts the Mitzvah of Hei, the Reyim, Rish, and Hei, counts the one of the Tariq Mitzvahs. You may want to say the smack of Alma, the Sefer Manix calls the Loch of Moshe Mishinai. It says we get it from Moshe Mishinai. So it could be it's a Dereiso. In Shmuel Bey, the Prep of Gimel, David Melach, at the end of his life, he says, Ve'ilu Divrei David, according to these are the last words of David, in the Vua, Num David Benishai, Num David Benishai, Num Agever Hukam Ol, Mashiach like Yaakov, when the imminent mirror is told that who am I? He's saying I'm Dover, I'm the one who is Mashiach like Yaakov. Zmir Shisrael, he's saying a title of who he is. Who is he? Zmir Shisrael, everyone knows he gave us Tehillim. This is his lasting legacy, we have Tehillim from him. He's the Mashiach like a Yaakov. It says Hukam Ol. He was Hukam Ol. What does Hukam Ol mean? What is his legacy? What is the title he's giving himself? So the Medrash in Karach says that the time of David HaMelech, there were 100, every day 100 Bachrim died by Yisrael. And they went to David HaMelech and they said, you know, the 100 Bachrim are dying every day. Terrible thing. What should we do? So David HaMelech looked by Ruach HaKodesh, and he decided to misakin it and fix it up by being misakin Meir Brachos Kol Yoyim. David HaMelech was misakin to say 100 Brachos Kol Yoyim. And this is what the pasuk means. When the Umar Gevel Hukam Ol is Gematria 100, and the Torah and Siman and Vav being down from Naroi going, that's Pshat, that we say Meir Brachos Kol Yoyim because David HaMelech was misakin. This is his lasting legacy. He gave us Tehillim and he gave us Meir Brachos. This is his Milo. Because he gave us Meir Brachos. So if he gave us Meir Brachos, how could it be? It's been a Torah. If this is his takana, the Torah is bringing down some involved. The Mishavua and the Choshofan, both of them involved, say, where's it coming from? From David HaMelech. He was Misakim Meir Brachos. So how could it be Min HaTorah? So either Gedei Nechalami, the Pashas, among the Chosim, seem to say it's Rabbanon, and they argue on the Bahag and the Reim, or the Bahag and the Reim count this as Rabbanon, or there could be another Mahalach. If you look in the Beit HaMechai, in Ekev, with the Sefer Manning on page 11, they seem to say like this, the Be'etzem was from Moshe Benim, Moshe Mitzinai, and he was Misakim Meir Brachos. And Kleistel forgot them, and it was reinstituted by the time of David HaMelech, and he was re-misakin it, and he gave it to Kleistel again, and therefore with this, it's Hukam Ol, this is his lasting legacy, but Be'etzem was Allah from Moshe Mitzinai, or was from Moshe Benim, and afterwards he gave it to us. So again, so it could be that Meir Brachos is derived from, however the Pashas is, it's Rabbanon. Now, when is this Chiyah Meir Brachos? What does the person have to say it? You have to say, the Gemara says, the Chiyah to say Meir Brachos, Kol Yoyim, every single day. So, in a day, usually by the Jewish calendar, by Erev Yevoker, we count a day, by first the night, and then the morning. So the Meir Brachos go first by the night, and then by the morning. Or no, it's more like Karbonis, Kodshim, Tefillah is connected to Karbonis. And Karbonis go from day to night. We start in the morning, and finish the next morning. When do Meir Brachos go from? So the Sefer Itim, the one who's shown him by this man of the Rif, he writes in Simul Kuf Tadakeh, he says, it's Machlok to Shoyim. He says, Machlok is exactly, when do we count Meir Brachos? Is it from morning to morning or from evening till evening? Among the Rishonim, it seems to be Machlok, the Rekeach, the Rei, the Matzavishi, the Rambam, all seem to say, goes from morning till night. Other Rishonim, the Ben Rechai, the Manik, or Chachayim, the Ram, all seem to say, Faket, goes from evening till evening. However, Lalocha, clearly, and Simen Vav, among the Shulchan Aruch and the Kelim, all when they count the Cheshbon, the Meir Brachos, they count on Shabbos how many Brachos you have and how many you don't have. They count on Shabbos the three Shemona Esrei on Friday, Shabbos morning, and by Mincha, Musaf, and Mincha. They clearly count from evening to evening. So Lalacha, certainly, we count Me'erev Ad Erev, from the beginning of the evening till the next evening. Now, the Shaila is, when does evening start? Does it start from the Shkiyah, the stop and save? Does it start from or not? So Shlomo Zalman of Shiva and the Chashlon Chalav Beis and Siman Dalev is called Zayin, and he says he doesn't know. He says he showed him the Svarim talk about it, but he doesn't know. So what to do? So Chavmai wrote to Mechayim Kanievsky and asked him, what's the lacha? Is it Shkia? Is it Tais? So he wrote back, Meshkia at Shkia. His man is from Shkia till Shkia. However, on the other side, the B'Tzal B'Chachman Chalik Dalev, the Jews from Hovitz Chalik Dalev, say from Ilu Lebrachas, of Yola Schwartz, Zatzal, they all write derek akam, that's not the point of the tshuva, but they write from a teisa teis. Write clearly that the zman of meir brachas is from teis to teis. So that's when we have either from zalm doesn't know, we have either meishkif from meishkif b'chaim kinyaski, or again a real short in the email they write clearly meir teis ad teis. So avada even to write so do I so avada l'chumro. Even to above l'chumro it's better not to count it. Mechafilu avada you should try to get meir brachas from teis until shkia. Get both ends in and work that way. So now that we have the Zman is every day, from evening till evening, and from Teis till Shkia. What do we do every day? Do we have Stam Meir Brachas Kol Yom, or don't we have? So with the Cheshbon, the Mishabur, and the Mevav, his Cheshbon is that first you have a Mapel. Mapel is one. You stop in the evening, your Mapel is one. Then you have Birchta Shachra. Birchta Shachra is 15, plus the Kain HaShomer is another 16. Then you have Birchta Torah, according to Amor, is 3. Then you have Ash Yotzer, and the Tzitz Daim is 2. Then you have Tzitzis and Tfilin. Tfilin is 2, Tzitzis is 1. And Birchat Filo, you have 4, you have Vokhsh Omar and Ishtabach, you have 4 for by Ma'ariv for Birchat Shmonesrei, and you have 3 by and 3 in the morning. That's already 9. So together, before you hit Shmonesrei, you already have 34 brachas. 34 before Shmonesrei. Shmonesrei is 19 times 3, 9 times 3 is 57. So 57 plus 34 is 91. So before you eat, before you go to the bathroom, before you do anything on a regular day, on a Tonus day, any day, you already have 91. The regular day, you have 91 brachas. Stam, straight davening, for three davening. So how do you get to 100? So the Mishabur says, let's say he says in the Moshul on a Tonus, we were not counting the morning by eating. He says, by a Tonus, very simple. You have for eating at night, it's another 6. Why? He assumes you wash. You have 2 for Amfil Sadaim and Amoisi, and 4 for Birch Tamazin. That's 97. And then he counts 2 more. He says, 1 when you bench, everyone benched all day Kais, Al Geffen and Boy Pia Goffin, and it counts you and Enu, which everyone there still certainly doesn't say. So that's how it gets 100 on a Thomas. We have on a Thomas 97. To get 100, you go to the bathroom, we eat something else. It's very simple. So Saturday, we have a weekday, we still only get 100 because you have 3 meals a day. Saturday, Thomas, we have 97, plus the days you get 3, you have 100. Now the shell is what to do on Shabbos and Yom Kippur. Those are going to be the problems. So again, we mentioned that we have, before you hit Shmon Esra, you have 34. Now, with on Shabbos, the Shmon Esrei is not 19. On Shabbos, the Shmon Esrei is 7. Except you have 4 Shmon Esreis. So 4 times 7 is 28. So you have 28 for Shmon Esrei. The Suda, you have 3 different Sudas. Again, the Suda is, each meal is 6, because 2 for washing and 4 for benching. 3 times 6 is 18. And then you have the Kiddush, 2 at night, 1 in the morning is another 3. And you take away Tefillin, because you don't have Tefillin, that takes away 2. So you're left with 81. You have 81. That means you're missing 19 in Shabbos. After you eat and after you davening, you're missing 19. The Mishabur says you're missing 13. Why? Because he again counts on each meal 2 for Alagef and the Boy Priya Goffin. He counts for a bench. Everyone has their own kais. However, we don't have our own kais. The fashion that anyone here does. Therefore, Mishabur says 13. Magia, take away 2 from each meal, left with 19. So everyone is missing 19 on Shabbos. So you have to mash from 19. The Shabbos had to be mash from 19. But maybe it's even more of a problem than 19. We mentioned again before this man, the Shkiyo, says, when the person has Shal Shudas, he washes before Shkiyo. Yeshiva over here, I assume they bench, or Helman, they bench after Teis. When it, benching is another 4 brachas. Before you're missing 4 of benching. You're missing 4 more. So besides 19, you're missing another 4 is 23.
Another Shabbos.
Fine. That's 1 Shabbos. Right. 1 Shabbos is more Shabbos. And also, let's say, make early Shabbos. Mordechai is asking, make early Shabbos. Let's say you daven before Shkia, and you stop a meal before Shkia. So first you're missing 7 of the Shmon Esrei, 4 of the Birchas Kriya Shema, and 4, 2 for Kiddush and 2 for washing. That's 15. So besides 23 you're missing another 15. And that's 38. If you're missing 38 brachas, make early Shabbat, and you bench after Shkia, 38 brachas you have to make up after eating and after davening. Where do you get 38 brachas from? So, first it's true that when you make early Shabbos and Moshe Shabbos, are you missing those brachas? Do they count for Shabbos or not? Maybe they do count, because there's an inning of Tosfos Shabbos, and the Dusha Shabbos, and just like Shabbos is hal early, maybe in a Chanami, the brachas that you make Shabbos early is nichol into Shabbos. So, the Ravosan and Shuvah and the Chelakei, the Simch of Gimel, he says, he's talking about Moshe Shabbos, and he tells that anything that the Chiyah that you're doing it is mitzad Shabbos, he's talking about Shalashudas, even though you make Shalashudas after Tseis, those brachas after Teis are nichol in Shabbos. Why? Because they're coming mitzad Shabbos. You're making Shalashudas mitzad Shabbos Shavuot. So Avodah says Avodah Tzai Erev Shabbos. Also Tzai Erev Shabbos and Tzai Mosh Shabbos, they'll all be nifl to Shabbos, and you'll only be left with 90 brachas you're missing. The Avad Yosef, put on the Yalki Yosef by his son, in Mechelek Gimel, he also says a different reason for the same halacha, that he says the reason why you count Mosh Shabbos and Erev Shabbos, even when it's Shabbos early, or make Shabbos keeps going late into Shabbos, is because of Tzai Shabbos, and right now it is Be'etim Shabbos, Tzai Lekula, Tzai Lechomer. Two different reasons. Either Avodah's reason because the Chiv is Mitzad Shabbos, or Rabbi Yosef's reason is because our place is Shabbos. And that, we know, will be Lamashu, we'd have a Ma'ariv after Plag during the week, which you could have with the Minyan, according to the Tzarek, according to Morgan Abram. Going to the Avodah will be Nichol for the night, because Etzim is coming Mitzad the night, Mitzad Ma'ariv. Going to Rabbi Yosef, it's Ma'ariv, there's no place for Shabbos, no place for during the Chol, and it's not be Nichol for the day part. It won't be Chiv for the night. That's again, that's Rabbi Yosef. And Rav Vosner. However, on the other side, Matuas on August, Chalak Dalad, Selva Chokhma Chalak Dalad, Shlomo Zalman, and also in Chalak Bey, Simon Dalad, they all write Toshit, Shlomo Zalman writes Toshit him, that after Tzeis Erev Shabbos, or within the Erev Shabbos, it's not Nichol Meir Brachas. Toshit. Because Lamaisa, when do you count Meir Brachas, it's from Tzeis, from Shkia, whenever it is, but making Shabbos early is only, you can only make Tzeis Erev Shabbos, only L'chumra, but not L'kula. You can't make Tzeis Erev Shabbos L'kula, only L'chumra. Therefore, Shlomo Zalman says, Poshetim, Avada is not Nichol in Erev Shabbos, not Nichol in Moshe Shabbos, after this man, and therefore will come out, make early Shabbos, and eventually after Moshe Shabbos, missing 38 brachas according to Shlomo Zalman. 38 different brachas. So it could be that's why maybe Nishlaim, the Machmir, not to make early Shabbos, but that supposedly says, can't make early Shabbos, but Shemesh don't let you make early Shabbos. The Mice of the Mizrachniks in America, everyone does make early Shabbos, England make early Shabbos. What do you do? You're missing 38 brachas. How are you going to fill in 38 brachas? So, first the Gemara in Melachos continues and says, after you have a chiyav to say Meir Brachos b'chol yoyim, the Gemara says, a chiyav, parade, you have a voice, what do you do? B'Shabbos b'yoyim toiver, on Shabbos and Yontif, what do you do? With toiver, he's mashriach, malu b'sparamki u'magadi. He fills himself off, Rashi says, with b'somim and magadim, delicacies, cakes, nash. That a person on Shabbos, what should do? He have to mashriach and take b'somim or go eat nash. It's brought down in Shulchan Aruch and Simon Reish Tzadik. The title of Reish Tzadik is the Shabbos Yashlam Meir Brachas B'Peiris. The title of the Mechaba is the Inyan Meir Brachas. The person has a chiv to fill himself up with Peiris. In Sif Aleph he says with what? Either Peiris, or Megodim, with delicacies, or with Minei Reah, things to smell. That's the come to have Oyek Shabbos, to eat, everyone have Nash. That's the come to it's a mitzvah, brought down Shulchan Aruch to have Nash. Why? To mamali yourself up with Meir Brachas. So 90 maybe, 38 can be very hard. The Mechaber in Sim Rishpe, Dalad in Sif Gimel, the third time Shulchan Aruch being down this halacha Meir Brachas, he says another halacha. He says, Sorach l'chavin l'brachas akarim b'toru l'brachas ha-master. A person has to have kavanah for brichas ha-toru and for the master. V'yan achreim omein, you have to have kavanah for the brachas and say afterwards omein. Then, v'yal aloi l'hashlim minin ha-meir brachas shechisa mi minyo b'shabbos. If he has kavanah by brichas ha-toru and by master, and then also he says omein, he needs both things, then will be nichol into the Meir Brachas of Shabbos. So we have another way besides Peiris Reach or Gadim to make Meir Brachas. You can limit it to the Kriyas HaTorah or to Master. So the Shel is, Mogar Ram points out, that how many Aliyahs do you have on Shabbos? So you have in the morning 7 Aliyahs plus 1 of Master, that's 8. You have 3 by Mincha, that's 11. And then you have Laftarah, that's 11, and you have one bracha before and one bracha afterwards. It means you already have 22 brachas, and then you have that Torah, which is one bracha before and one bracha afterwards, which is basically 27 brachas you can get from Kriyas HaTorah and the Master. If you have kavanah for it, you say, oh mate, 27. So you're missing in Shabbos 19. You get 27. So whatever you must share for Peiris, I mean, Reach and other things, you already have. Just going to davening, we assume people don't go to davening, we assume people don't listen to Kriyas HaTorah, you're missing 19, or according to Shavuot 13. And now you thought you have 27 of Kriyas HaTorah and Master. Why do you have to have Minei Peiris for it? So the Mogar Ram answers, the Meshavuot Mahalach is, that Enech Nami Shnatu Kriyas HaTorah and Shnatu Master. It's only when you have no Peiris, when you start, you should listen to Kriyas HaTorah. When you have Peiris and Meshavuot, then only Meshavuot Chak, you can be Samech on Kriyas HaTorah. But not Meshavuot Chak, you should have Peiris. So it comes out again on Shabbos, what should a person do? You should not listen to Kriyas HaTorah, unless you start, you made an early Shabbos, you made an early Shabbos. Or he's missing some brachas along the way, then the Enech Nami, you should listen to Kriyas HaTorah, and he has to have kavanah for it and say, Omei. However, If let's say he's only missing 19 or 23, the best thing is, like, if it ain't like Paris, then you do get third. If you have Paris, you should say Paris. And you should try to allow yourself, fill yourself up with Paris or Nash or Vinsley or Cake or whatever you do. And it's really not that hard. If you have, like, a 5 at night, 5 after the meal, 5 at night, it's shaykh to get it. Go to the bathroom, it's shaykh to get 19 or 23. More than that, to get 38, look what you have to be semi on, if you have to tell you and listen to it. Shayla, that Eli asked me, it's nice like Kriyas HaTorah, you're listening to the person say Bracha Kriyas HaTorah, and what you have to have Kavanah for it, and you have to say Amen. Nice, you're having Kavanah, but the person who says Kriyas HaTorah does not mind to be used to you. If it's working, you didn't Shmei Kainah, as if you got the Bracha itself. Very few people go up and know the Lacha, have a mind to be used to you, and the Lacha is by Shmei Kainah, the one who's saying it has Kavanah to be used to the person who's listening. And usually the person who's saying it doesn't have a mind for that. But how can we claim it with Kriyas HaTorah or with Master? So the way how it works, the Prima Godin in the Siman Kav Dalet, the Kiv Egen, Rish Pei Dalet, they say, does that work within Shmei Ka'inah? The way it works, that a person gets Mei Brachas through Kriyas HaTorah and through the HaTorah, is a Gemara in Brachas after Gimel that says, Godol Ha'inah Omen Yosim Min HaMavarach. That someone says Omen is Yosim Min HaMavarach. There's nothing to be within Shmei Ka'inah. The din of saying Omen, Votan Shulchan Aruch, is better than one saying the Bracha itself. So it's working within Omen itself. So it's working within Omen itself. Any time the one who's saying Bracha Torah, we'll not have to have one to be Yotzi. Sorry? Well, yeah, the Kasher or some any Bracha. So, first on the Sam, any Bracha L'Chu in the Bracha Shachar, you say 15, plus the Kasher Sham, or 16. So what if that Kriyas HaTorah for or on Yom Kippur is very hard? Just go over to a person and say, I said Birch Shachar. Now you say it, I'll say Amen to it. Or any bracha, let me just say Amen to it. And Godol Ayin Amen, Yosef Mem Avar. No, any bracha, say Amen to it. What's the big deal getting Meir Brachas? So the Prima Godim is Tim involved in Echonami, before you could be able to do that. What would work? It says B'Shat Tzchak, you can do it. And that's where Shtur Bachayit, he times in Shuman, the Chelik Dalet, Simon Kufman Gimel, I think, he kind of said, but what he holds what's doing in Yom Kippur is that it's better to do Birch HaShach than to listen to Kriyas HaTorah. Who is a fellow? It should be that way, but that's what he tells me. However, there's Mabit and Shuvah and Chalik Aleph and Simon Kuf Yad Zayin. He brings down that in his time, Mr. Mabit, that in his time he's a Baal Plukta of the Beis Yosef, in his time the minig was that they want, was using Machim LeMitzvah, and they want to become Meir Brachas before Neitz already. So what do they do? They're here, listening to a couple of people say Birch HaShach and say, oh, man. And they'll hear 15, 15, 15, 15, they'll get, Meir Brachas, by name. So he said it's meaningless, it's pointless. Saying Omen to Bracha, that you already Yaito, first we don't say the Klal of Godol, you know, Omen Yosef Navarach, which the Santa way the Lacha. But he says the whole Meir Brachas is after something that you're Mekuyiv to do. And since you're not Mekuyiv to do it, therefore it's not Nifl Meir Brachas. That's the time. So the Machalik is Mabit, who was the Prima Godin, which Prima Godin says to be Samechan only Mishas Avchah. So Mabit says, I have to be Yotze Kriyas HaTorah, how can be Yotze with Master? He says, no. The Chiv of Kriyas HaTorah is the Chiv on the Tzibur. You have to go do it. Everyone who goes to a shul has a Chiv. He is the one doing it for you. So the Tzibur did Kriyas HaTorah. The Tzibur did the HaTorah. The whole Tzibur did it. So you need Meir Brachas. You have the Chiv of Kriyas HaTorah, the Tzibur. Tzibur. You did it. He did it for you. Who's a Shliach for you? If he was a Shliach for you, so Maestro, then it's Nichol in the Meir Brachas, because it's Mechayiv inside you, and Mitzad Tzibur as if you yourself did it. So again, we have Machlokes, how it works, the Haftorah and the Mafti, either Mitzad Godol or Omen Yosef Min
HaMavarach.
So you don't say that, it could be enough, because Maestro, you're a Chelik of the Tzibur, and Maestro, he did it for you. You're part of this, it's like you're one entity, and it was done by you, as a group, as a Tzibur.
Do you have to have Tzibur to be Maestro to get it done?
Again, the point of Prima Godin and Kivek is certainly not. According to Mabit, Mestomana, you can argue, you can clarify how exactly it works. It doesn't say clearly how it works. It could be Stami, Mitzav, the Tzibur, and you're Chelik of the Tzibur, the Tzibur did, so you did it, you're part of the Tzibur. It's the Tzibur that you did, not we didn't Shmei Ka'inah.
You should say Shas, don't always
say that. Shas, the one says Chris, the one thing that brought up Chris Taro, he hasn't that's for you, it's you. You could say he does, because he's saying Kriyas HaTorah, he says the Bracha, Itad, whatever you're supposed to do. He knows you made Birch HaTorah in the morning. What's doing it for? Itad, whatever reason. So he can be stopped, that's whatever we're supposed to be doing. Could be. But, you're lying, if that's true or not. Why you put him a bit loud after you need? But, well, anyway, if you're going to assume you don't need to have Kavanah for the person saying it.
What about Paris?
When the what?
No,
but when you make, to eat it, you have a chiv to make a bracha. If you eat it, you have a chiv to make a bracha. What about saying Baruch Hu Baruch Shemai? Can you say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemai when listening to this Torah? So I hear from people that say, Lachura, you shouldn't say it because that's Shemek. Oh, you know, at the time it's a hefsek. I think I remember Schwartz in 10th grade, he said it when he learned it. However, he was saying also, but I looked at this for him. I didn't find anyone who says that you're not supposed to, but oh, so I take for Meir Brachas Kilchasa, that he says you're allowed to say Baruch Hu Shemai, it says it depends. According to people God and of Kidegger, certainly you're allowed to, because it works, you know, Amen Yosem and Mavarach. So you're allowed to say Baruch Hu Shemai, so certainly when you say Amen, certainly you say Baruch Hu Shemai. And even according to Mabit, he says Yishlai, even that you could do, but the Mishabur says, even let's say Rechiv, let's say Shofar. And you make a bracha to Kir Shofar, the chazan. And you said Baruch Hu Shemai, the Mishabur says, but you're not going to say the bracha over. But the Mishabur says, you're going to anyway. So according to the Kiveg and the Pima Gadol, you certainly can say Baruch Hu Shemai. According to Mabit, Yesh La'ayim. But anyway, it's not asking, so you could say Baruch Hu Shemai. Even though I see that some people, the one who knows, they don't seem to say Baruch Hu Shemai. Yesh La'ayim, why not? Or what to do exactly halacha. But this is Al Shabbos. Al Shabbos, again, missing 19 or 23 or 38. And therefore you should bet them to Paris. If you can't do Paris, then Mashach Zachach to Kriya Satara. Now what do you do on Yom Kippur? So how much do you have on Yom Kippur? So Shabbos you said before you have 81. On Shabbos you have 81, you're missing 19. So on Yom Kippur you have to take away from that the 3 Sudas, which is 18 brachas, and take away Kiddush, which is another 3. So you're left with missing 19, missing 18, and missing 3, which is 40. You're missing 40 brachas on Yom Kippur. However, you have Nilo. Nilo is 7. So you have 33. You're missing 33 brachas on Yom Kippur. Oh. So first, before Shabbat Yom, first we're missing 33, which again, you can't eat Yom Kippur, it's very hard to fill up. So one thing is Shachar Yonu. The Pesukim count Shachar Yonu. The shell is now why? We say Shachar Yonu before Shkia, certainly before Tzeis. And how can we nichol a quarter of us, and it's very good because it's coming inside the Yom Kippur. However, us, well, let's say Shalom Zalman the whole, certainly that it's not nichol, something it's before this man, if it's before Tzeis of Shkia, how can we count Shachar Yonu? The Pesukim do, could be maybe they said Shachar Yonu on Yom Kippur itself, not Erev Yom Kippur, Yesh La'ayim. But the Pesukim do count Yom Kippur, Shachar Yonu, so it'll be a why. Again, according to Avos, it's very good. According to Shlomo Zalman, Lechura should not be counted. So let's say you have 32 brachas left. So what do you do? So again, now we'll go back to the Mechaber. It says you can count Kriyas HaTorah. The Mishnah Berurah says you can't Kriyas HaTorah, but anyway, Paris, you have no Paris. Very good. On Yom Kippur, everyone has no Paris. So now you count Kriyas HaTorah. How much do you have in Kriyas HaTorah? So in the morning, you have 6 and 1 for the Kriyas HaTorah. By Mincha, you have another 3. It says you have 10 by laning for the Kriyas HaTorah itself. Bracha, one before, one afterwards is 20. You have the Torah in the morning and the Torah by Mincha. The Torah in the morning is 5, 1 before, 4 afterwards. The Torah by Mincha is only 4 because you don't say Al Torah by Lavoidah. So you have 4 by Mincha. So how many brachas? You have 29. So you have 29 extra brachas by Kriyas Torah and by the Matir. So we're missing 32 plus 29. Left with 3. Mishabura says on Yom Kippur you're stuck with 3. There's no way to get the other 3 through davening. There's no way to get the other 3 with eating because you can't eat. And that's it. What do you do with the other 3? So either you go to the bathroom, where the Kisei says, or you smell, you can't eat all your smell stuff, or he says, Efshe, Ali Deit Chak, Chazor Shashat. Efshe, Ali Deit Chak, Yoyse, listening to the Shats. So, Ba'etzim, I mean, the person should know, Yom Kippur, that when it comes to Kriyas HaTorah, since we need the Kriyas HaTorah for Meir Brachas, the person has to have Kavono to listen to the Brachas, that's Alice, and basically he has to say, Omein, according to Prima Godin, Prima Egger, the Omein is what makes the Meir Brachas. And then keep a person as a Chiyav Mamish to have Kavonah for the Brachas, and to say, Omein, if not, you're missing 29 Brachas, which you cannot not shak to fill up. You're missing 3 more, either with the Summon, or with going to Beis HaKisei, or Efshe Adei Chak, Kul Chazor Shas.
Sure, if the Summon can be Eretz,
you can have the Summon,
why should you
also be Eretz? Ah, because you can't, but some, how do you do it? The Mishbur says, you smell once, you have to, in order to make another bracha again, you have to have Hesach Hadas. Now if you know you smell again later, it's no Hesach Hadas. There's no way to get 38. Maybe one at night, one in the morning, that's 2, but if you know you keep counting, it doesn't work. Mishbur holds, you can't do a bracha shein tzricha for Meir Bracha. So Chalkim, Mishbur sheet is, you can't do anything special of bracha shein tzricha for Meir Brachas. There's no way to get it. So you need the Kriyas HaTorah, you need it, and the best piece you're not going to do 38 times, whatever, you're not going to do 38 times.
Not once.
No, one time is fine, because that's...
Normally it wouldn't smell.
No, but in order to smell it, again, how can you eat a fruit? I'm only doing a bracha, because the only way to eat the food, you have to make a bracha. Also, to the first time, it's fine. We need a hesek hadas.
You know you're going to smoke 5 hours later, you don't have to make another bracha?
That's what sounds like Mishnah Berurah. That's what he says. The dinner has a hadas, you don't plan to. You could tell you that's the hesek hadas, but you won't get the bracha. You're missing 32, you're not going to get 32.
I'm just sitting in the same spot, and your kibbe not moving around.
And it's telling you hesek hadas, not telling you you're sitting and leaving the room. Shinim
Avraham is a hesek hadas
and get it. It is, but leaving the room won't help. We have to leave the building and you have to get a lot of agreement. But again, you have Chris Tarabaker, and then Salman, again, it's only missing three. If you have Kavanah, someone asked you, let's say he passed already Shachwitz, and he passed Chris Tarabaker, he forgot to have Kavanah, he forgot to say Amen, and he said he is passed Moshav, what do you do? Either I did Chak Yoyso with the Chazorah Shachatz, Epsher, or I tell a Kainu, or Besson, you have a problem. He's stuck.
Can we say you don't have that Kavanah?
You have to have not the one who's saying the bracha does have kavanah. The one who's listening, the mechaber says he has kavanah to listen to a drift of Torah, and he has to say amen. The one listening has to have kavanah for it. The one saying it does not have to. The one listening has to have kavanah, and he has to say amen. But that's Alf Yom Kippur. Now, who's the chiv put upon? Chiv is put upon everyone over here. Certainly, what about Noshim? Do women have a chiv? So, Maisa, why not? It's not a mitzvah that says Azman Gramo. Of course, I'm not going to get anyone here, but eventually in the future, I'm going to get everyone over here. For Noshim, the Rechiv may have Rechiv and Hat. Maisa, it's a mitzvah. Of course, it's not a mitzvah that says Azman Gramo. It's a Rechiv every day, whole day, the whole entire day. So, of course, the women have Rechiv, they may have Rechiv. The time is, why not? Why shouldn't they? However, if they don't marry, it's very simple. That marry every day, just like men, they have may have Rechiv, simple. However, Mishbura Paskins, now, like, the all place can pass here in the Chiyim Ma'ariv. However, in the Shavuot Paschim, there is no Chiyim Ma'ariv, You're missing 23 brachas already, 19 from Shemona Esrei, and 4 from Brachas to Kirishma. You're missing 23. Boy, if you hold, like, Gavad Yosef, that says women have no Chiyim Mincha and Ma'ariv, so you're missing Barach 40, and he says no Brachas Kirishma, you're missing Barach 50. If you hold, like, Mogad Ramah says, the Minig is, he tries to Miyashat Minig, the women didn't have in Shachas Mincha or Ma'ariv, they're missing 60. Women don't eat 60 things, no matter how much they mash in the kitchen. 60 brachas is very hard to fill up. They don't mash that amount. They don't go to the bathroom, they just don't do it. So how do you fill up, according to Noshim, 60, 40, 20, if they don't have it? So another one is the bracha, I asked a Schwartzman, a Shiva, a Talmud, a Smeach. So I asked him, do women have a chiyum brachas? He told me, yeah. So I asked him, they don't have ma'ariv. He says, who says? It's my daughter. So I went to his daughter. That ma'ariv? Yeah. Why? My father says may have brachas. However, the Messias, as far as I know, Habi Noshim don't have Ma'ariv, and some don't even have a Shachas Mincha. What do you do? So I went to have an alternative answer. So he told me this will be, he said he did not know any Ma'amokim. However, he says this will be a Kvati Machloikis between Shal Zalman and Abu Yashiv. While Abu Yashiv goes, Alokh and the Svaro, why not? There should be a Chiyav. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman say, the Minig of Noshim is not. If we ask the Minig about it, they were never the original Takona, they don't have to. That's what he told me. So I looked around the Svarim, and before the year 1980, Tov Shemem, I couldn't find any tshuva about it. Afterwards, I found Earth 20 Ma'am Akramis, 20 different tshuvas, or people speak about the Shiloh. And Mekitta, Mamash Lagav also said, who's Ma'achmer? Le'ashiv. Chiv, Mamash, Me'ev Rochas. Why not? It's brought down in the Brochas book by your article. He brings down Le'ashiv, Chiv, Me'ev Rochas. Ve'eshiv, all this one brings down Le'ashiv, Chiv, Me'ev Rochas. Who's Mekel? Shlomo Zalman. What down Lichas Beitza? Why? Because we see them Damayev and they put upon them, and rather than never the ritual takana. So because we have Machloikas, the Ikka, the Machmim is Sai Ubiyashiv, Sai Abad Yosef, Abad Yosef, and Rafi Yosef says they have a Chiyav. So they ask him, but 50 brachas, he holds no Mincha, no Mayev, no Birchas Kriyashma, you're missing 50 brachas. So. Yeah, so what? Go eat. Go down Mincha, go down Mayev, you have a right to. What? Oh, true, there was. But they have to fill up somehow. That means it's true they have no chiyum mincha, no chiyum ma'ariv, but instead of Adiyah said, go do it. He always goes, there's halacha, there's halacha. Let's show me otherwise. My mom's another way, there's halacha. Why not? There's no halacha. That. Again, that's what Adiyah said. That's about Schwartzman, that's what Abu Yashiv. However, on the other side, there's Shlomo Zalman, Ravot and Shuvan Chelakei, the Shev of the Kalasi, Shuvan Sanhokis. They say, no, a lot of women don't have to. Why? We say that's not the minig. And of course, they're never nichol the original takana. What exactly to do? They get married, you have to get but a kid is machlokes. Fine. Also, what else is nichol in me'avrachas? Lamashul, if you're a chazan, You already said Shemona Esrei, and now you're Chazan, you're down on the 19, is that Nichol Me'abrochen? So it becomes Zalman, Shuma, the Chalik Vein, and Simidal, the Oizkov Zayin, says very clearly, it's a Mechatchilo, even Mechatchilo is Nichol Me'abrochen. Get stuck, you're Chazan, it's Nichol, the Shemona Esrei is Nichol in Me'abrochen. Now let's say, you down on Shemona Esrei, you make a mistake, it says the same time of Mechatchilo when you're not supposed to. Is that Shemona Esrei Nichol in Me'abrochen or not? Well no, since you have to say it over, the Brocha is Me'abrochen Vatolo. So, it's brought down in the Vakshat Torah in Chelek Gimel that Reb Chaim Kanievsky said from the Chaznish and the Tzai, Shlomo Zalman, also in the Lichah Shlomo, both say, the Maisa, the Brocha is not Brocha Slavatola. You said Shvach Vodot Hashem. You were Makai in the Mitzvah of Tefillah. You have to daven over Mitzvah Tefillah Shaboy. And over Mitzvah Davni, it was a Brocha, and they both say it's Nichol Meir Brochas. Tzai the Chaznish, Tzai the Shlomo Zalman, it's Nichol Meir Brochas, because the Maisa, it is a Brocha, it was a Brocha, just it's not Tefillah, but it's a Brocha. You shouldn't do it. But you said Shvach Vadol Hashem. You didn't mean to do it. It's not even Yisra. You don't have to say Brachim for Machzor on the head. It's the essence. Was it Brachim for Hashem? Just not Tefillah. So let's say the Moshe, a person daven Shmona Esrei, and he doesn't have Kavanah by Ovis. So Malacha, we're not close again. Say Shmona Esrei over. Why? Because we don't have Kavanah usually by Ovis anyway. However, you have no Kavanah by Ovis. Says the Mishnah Berurah, even if he has realized the middle of Etzmi should not continue going on, he's not sure what the Etzmi continue going on is. So is that Nichol in Meir Brachos? First, is no Kavanah by Ovis? Is it Nichol Meir Brachos? So again, Shlomo Zalman says the same thing in the Cheshvan and Parches or Yud Aleph. He says the same thing, the same story. The Etzem, no Kavanah by Ovis. You didn't get Tefillah. Daven over, you don't. However, it is a Brachos, and it's Nichol in Meir Brachos. It does count for the Cheshvan of saying on the Brachos. Just a... But again, this we mentioned till now. First of all, we have a chiyum meibrachas kol yom kundu all the paiskim. The meibrachas is it's protection from getting a kolot, as the Rekeach says. And why? Because it's a guaranteed a foolproof way to reaching to your shemayim. Some seem to say that Meir Brachas is from the Targum Mitzvahs, it's Minatayo, Hashas, it is a Derabonon. When to count, from count from evening till evening and morning to morning, Machloch Shoshonim, however, Lalacha, the Poskim clearly we said we count signs from evening. Do we count from Tseis or from Shkia? Seems to be Machlochus, Bethany Machmer. How do you count? So during the week it's very simple, to get 100, you get 91 by davening itself before you eat anything. However, on Shabbos, you're missing 19 or 23 or 38. So then the person should be'etzim try to fill up a peris. If you can't get peris, then you can do with Kriyas Torah and Maftir. That means when you do Kriyas Torah and Maftir and Yom Kippur, that means you have to have Kavanah listening to the words and you have to say Omri to it. On the Yom Kippur, again, you only have Kriyas Torah and the Maftir, you're still missing three, you still have to fill up the three. And the way how it works, the Omri is either the Prima Godim, Giveka, Godolah, you know, Omri, Yosem, and Avorah, or Metad Yechelik of the Tzibur. The Noshim is the Archiv, Me'abrochus, is Mahog, Sarapoiskim. And the Shemona Esrei, if you make a mistake in it, or you have not Kavanah by Ovis, still is Nichol in Meir Brachos. Now, when they went to Shlomo Zalman, whenever someone came to him, sometimes they came out over to him and they ate Tzara, they had a problem with something, so they asked him Eitzes what to do. It was brought down Lichah Shlomo that he gave people an Eitzes to say Meir Brachos, to work on Meir Brachos. That was his Eitzes. Eat Tzara, work on Meir Brachos. Cool, the Tzara is why, because Eitzes Tzara, when you work on Meir Brachos, then maybe the day you're Shemayim. And your Shemayim is what you need to do, what's that by, and then the Echami will save you by the Eitz Tzara. Now, in Chodesh El, Betzim, it's Eitz Tzara, Saim Mitzad, it's Yom HaDin coming off, Saim Mitzad, what's going on outside, whether the Pagulas or anything with dangerous going on, it's Mamash Eitz Tzara. Shlomo Zalman says, what should you do? You should work on Meir Brachos. This is a Sekula. Eli told me here that in Staten Island, they have a Gemach, for on Shabbos, or maybe within a week, then the Gemach of Meir Brachos. They put out the different brachos, different minim, they put out different besomims, and what brach to make, they have the lock of which brach goes first, in the Kedimus of the Salmim, and the Alfi Pesach, we make fancy, and have a whole Gemach, exactly, also Meir Brachas, Yeshiva over here, they have a Gemach, Gemach for everything. This, I didn't see this Gemach, but I know people during Ella, they look for a schus, look for something to mezaken. So, whether in Yeshiva, when you deal, to make a Gemach, to remind people, to work upon it, that they should, a Meir Brachas, certainly in Kippur, to have Kavanah for the Brachas, and the Torah, to make a Gemach, that would be a wonderful thing. We tell Chesed, we tell Goyim, other people to have Yir Shemayim, we tell yourself, that you will be more than yourself to have Yir Shemayim. Tak, we will be Zoycho, to work a Meir Brachas, and Zoycho to be Yir Shemayim.